Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome again. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here, as always, Lord's will, to welcome you, you and you. Our desire to bring the truth from grassroots level, all listeners that call in to share their biblical experiences so that we may grow thereby. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen. The subject is how to find real love. Amen. We'll take them to scriptures. We'll be taken from the gospel according to John. Amen. And many more as our audience in the studio begin to work and we begin to move around. Amen. Father, we thank you right now. Oh, God, you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And, Lord, we thank you for our gathering. Oh, God, God, we know that if it wasn't for your son, Jesus, we would have this time and this moment. So we thank God for your son, Jesus, amen, that he brought a union, he brought a family. He brought a relationship, oh, God, that we all can grow thereby. And, God, we thank you, God, for his bringing, amen, and his sacrifice, amen, for us. And we know, God, if it has not been for you, we would not have this opportunity, amen. We would not have this position. And, Lord, we rebuke Satan's hand. We rebuke all fear, all frustration, all jealousy, all strife. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know you're able to rebuild people's lives, to rebuild the hope. And Lord, we ask you now to rebuild, amen, strengthen. God, bring back confidence. God, bring back strength in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them strength. Lord, we ask for strength again. God, again, give them strength. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen. All right, God bless you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Dr. Truth is on the air. Amen. He is always. Amen. You can find us. Amen. www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And we can, if you desire, go on our webpage and you click on media, and you can go down. You find us on Facebook as well as Ustreaming. We'll be Ustreaming. Amen. And at the bottom, you want to support the broadcast. Amen. You can click on donation. Amen. Those of you that has a radio and a computer, many of you can go to Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth, /Bishop Poole, and you can find, amen, many more programs that have already been pre-recorded, and you can share them during the run of the day, amen, as well as we're doing now, amen. And those of you for the first time that's being on the broadcast, you know, if you desire to talk, to share some biblical experiences, or you like a testimony, amen, you just push 1 on your phone and press and our technician will put you in, and we will just call your area code and your last 4 digits, amen. And you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We don't give out the name or your telephone number, but you can, if you wanted to share your name, you can. Amen. All programs are being pre-recorded for studies. Amen. And sharing the biblical truth. But we cannot give you a grade or any type of credit for college or any kind of reports, because this is just we're sharing, amen, that we can upbuild one another and increase, amen, our strength in the Lord. And that's what this program is based on. Amen. This biblical sharing, amen, and love of Christ in our heart. And this is what the The subject is about, amen, real love. The real love, how to find real love. There's so much today, sometimes you might think, amen, that you know the subject or you think it's not important. Those that are in Christ, those that are out there, amen, in ministries, amen, you cannot take theology classes or courses, homiletics or take or teach a class without sharing the love of God. It's almost, amen, it's unbiblical. Family of God that always have to have the Spirit of God in it, because if you put the Spirit of God in anything, amen, if you put love in anything, you will have the Spirit of God. You will have, amen, the family of God. You will have God himself through his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, amen, working with you because of the atmosphere of love. Love is one of the most powerful, amen, powerful spirits in the world. Love. Love, natural or natural purposes as well as the spiritual, amen, side, amen, of man. Love. Love is a driving force, amen. But in the beginning of time, amen, God, and we're going to start reading here from the book of the Gospel of St. John in the 13th chapter. And Jesus here, we're talking to his disciples, and he left a new commandment. Jesus left a new commandment. According to the scriptures, amen, you always hear me expressing the idea concerning the biblical translations of the books. Amen. You try to get as close of translation as you possibly can, because Jesus came in the scriptures. He came in the scriptures. And the, you know, the translations, there are many, many translations out there. And what I found through travel and research, that one of the Bibles that known all over the world is the King James. I know they have many other translations today people use in their churches. And I always try to always give out some of the basics. You can have your King James Study Bible at home, amen. But also you can have other Bibles like American Standard, amen, New International Bible, the Amplified Bible, amen, the Good News Bible, amen. There are many more there. But through the prayer of the Holy Ghost and being born again, the scriptures become alive to you. But we still need one another. We cannot overemphasize that. You do need someone else. You do need one another. We need one another. Amen. That's why Jesus came on the scene. The disciples were looking. Amen. They were looking. The Jews were looking for the Messiah. And Christ came down through 42 long generations. Amen. He began to teach and began to talk. Amen, about the love of God. True love showed up. True love showed up. In the midst of chaos, love prevailed and still is. Gospel according to John 13 chapter, and Jesus is teaching here, and he was saying in the 31st verse of the 13th chapter, Gospel according to John, therefore we, when we was gone out, Jesus said, therefore, when he was gone out, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you, ye shall see me, seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, and I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to to another. Amen. Amen. Jesus was speaking about his followers, and he was talking to them about how people would know their character and attitude and their, amen, their demeanor and how they treat one another, amen, of his teaching, his doctrine. He said, by having love one for another. And, you know, there are so many different ways today. God, through the Holy Spirit, amen, they lead and guide us, but you still can be disobedient. You still can be disobedient. But what we want to focus on, amen, how to find a true love. This is a big, amen, there's so many ways you can go with this subject, amen, but we're here to keep it on a God connection. We're here, amen, in this study to keep it on the God connection, because without God in the plan, without God, amen, and his son, Jesus Christ, and many times people quote the phrase, amen, marriage, man, concerning about how God watched between each other, how God let no things be asunder. Amen. And God watches, and we put God in the plan. He's the connection. He's the one hold things together. Love, amen, is more powerful than hate. There are a lot of people hate, but there are more people loving. Amen. There are more love going on in the world than there's hate going on in the world. Amen. And I have looked up some research concerning love. Amen. And you know, looking at online dating problems and the dating situation that the world has been estimated, online dating magazines have estimated that there have been 2,500 online dating services in the United States. Approximately 2,500 dating services have been recorded. That was 2017. With 1,000 new online, about 8,000 in the world. You have a competition and competitors in the worldwide. So we're looking at, amen, 1,000 for a year coming up. Amen. We have now, they figured out might be in the worldwide industry about 8,000 more dating services out there. Amen. Looking for dates, looking for love, true love. And the industry, they feel that the industry have generated approximately $2 billion in revenue a year. $2 billion in revenue a year. Amen. So you're saying that love is not important. Well, if you do a research, if you do out through the world, amen, love is a big business. Dating services is a big business. Amen. I'm not going to tell you how to start a dating services. Amen. You have to look that up for yourself. I don't want to be fought for, amen, you having a problem with blind dates and dates, because I helped you start a dating service and it didn't work out. Amen. But I just give you that survey and that research to let you know. Amen. That's why God said the loving kindness, amen, loving kindness, I have drawn you. Amen. God came through. He loved the world. That's what brought him here. He loved his creation. He loved, amen, what he had started. He still loved, amen, what he cared for. And he gave so much freedom and so much joy to his work. And he said it was good. It was well good. Amen. And in the beginning of time, love, amen, that when God created Adam in the garden, amen, he saw that Adam needed a helpmeet. Adam needed a helpmeet. Amen. He needed someone, amen, that he can relate to help him in responsibilities, amen, and share in problems and situations, amen, that the Lord had given him to do. And the Lord saw this. God said this. God made that determination. He made that evaluation and said, Adam need this. Amen. Adam didn't decide this. God decided to say, you need somebody, so I'm going to create somebody. He took Eve from Adam. Amen. He took put Adam to sleep and took Eve out of the side, out of the rib. Amen. And the bodies was different. And Eve's job, amen, her thinking, and she was capable of adapting to anything that Adam needs. And when two different people come together, amen, they had a common gifts, amen, and but they had different mindset. But Eve's mindset was helping Adam. Adam was the first on the scene. Many times you find people, any animals, any persons that been there first. It's human nature. And God had sent it up that way, amen, to give him, amen, the respect that he need because he's been there. He's the oldest one. He's the one that has no more, amen. So Adam and Eve worked together to solve problems. Two people, amen, God said they become one in marriage. They become one. They become like-minded being together. And love began to grow out of that. God brought the love, amen. Adam and Eve, amen, they was a family. And out of Adam and Eve, God told them after the flood, and during the Noah's family, amen, go and replenish the earth. Told Adam and Eve, amen, in the beginning of time when they had sinned and separated themselves by disobedience, God still wanted them to what? Replenish the earth. He wanted to multiply the earth. Now, love will come in through growth in time. Amen. God does not want man to be alone. Amen. It's chaos. One person handling the problems all by themselves. When two different people are looking at a situation, one can look at the negative, one can look at the positive. You know, and they put two negative and positive together. Amen. They control the power of electricity. Amen. What you have electricity in the house. When you got a positive and a negative, amen, on a car, we've got gas, you got electricity there. Everything is under control. Everything is under control. God is controlling, amen, love. God controls love. God is involved in love. Amen. Real love, godly love. Amen. Then when there are difficulties and situations, amen, God is able, through his power of the Holy Spirit, amen, help you reason with one another. So Adam and Eve was Eve, amen, she was a human, amen, but her body was a little different, and she was able to create, make new children, amen, because God gave them the creating power. Those two, amen, well, finding research, and there were so many saying that when a man get married, he's less involved in crime when he's married. Amen. It takes a lot of wildness out of him. Amen. A single person, amen, a lot of chaos in them. They're selfish. They don't want to take time for anything. Amen. Speaking, amen, from a personal point of view, amen, I know all of us were single before we was married. We weren't born in the mother's womb married. Amen. We came out, amen, in sin. We came out pausing to ourselves sometime, disobedient. We're speaking in lies. Amen. Children need to be trained. Amen. We have to be going, have the godly training. Because God teach us to love our brothers and sisters, love, respect our parents. Amen. So love is always involved in the parenthooding. Amen. The wife is capable of holding her house together because she loves her children more than, amen, and then her husband, do he love the children, but she's more a motherly love, amen, and she's the one that holds the house together. She can destroy the home or tear up the home, amen. But we're talking about if you finding love, you have to have the mind of God, and you can't be looking at the fleshly things of this world to find love from a godly point of view. You have to look at the spiritual part of God, amen, and the word of God, and the atmosphere of church life and the abilities of your brothers and sisters that want you, amen, be successful. Married people can be successful. They can take whatever they got. They come together, take what they have, put it together. You know, there's more things out there, a mixed H2O, oxygen, and amen, makes water. Oxygen and hydrogen makes water. If you look at a lot of things that develop today, amen, there's more than just one element there, amen, that make you got water and you got different chemicals in the water, amen, the things that you drink, amen. So there are many things there today, amen. God loved and God made, amen. We depend on one another. We love one another. We need one another, amen. You need the light man. You need the, amen. You need the man that fixed the water. We're tied to one another in life, amen. So when it comes down to leaving God out of a situation, amen, it's going to be chaos. It's going to be chaos. But we want to talk about it, amen. We're always here to come to. We talk about things, amen. So if you don't think love is important, amen, you should do more research. I know you feel that, okay, I know somebody loved me and this, that, but no, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. If God did not love this world, amen, amen, you think about that, amen. God, when God go on a strike, and God, he don't go on a strike. God don't go on a strike, but man will go on a strike on you, amen. Man will shut down. But God, he loves, amen. The spirit of love is more powerful. It's more powerful than anything you imagined. Amen. The power of God. So you made it. You made it from year to year. Something you got is still working for you. It's still working. It's capable. You are still capable to come from one year to another year. Amen. You didn't examine. Paul said, you know, amen. He examined himself. Amen. He's persuaded. Amen. God is still on his side. You might not look like it. Amen. You're coming out shouting like so many people could say, I come out shouting. I'm going to shout it out. I'm going to this, that, no. Well, whatever it is, it's working for you. It's working for you. Amen. And you still love. Amen. You're capable to still shake it off and say, I'm going to try it again. Love is doing that for you. Love is doing that. All right, we're going to open the phone lines, as always. We don't want to, amen, to go for and leave out anyone that have an experience. Comment through the Holy Spirit, begin to work with us. We might be able to help somebody, and that's what we are here to do, amen, to help one another. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, to tell them to come to the broadcast. They can put their phone on speaker and just listen if they don't want to talk or anything, amen. Or they can call in. And when you do call in, amen, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone. You can dial 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Our technician will put you in. Amen. So we're now in the studio. Amen. And the phone lines are open. Amen. Anyone with desire to call. We're talking about how to find. Amen. And that's the research. Amen. You have to research out. God does. He does feed the sparrow, amen, and God watches. He knows where the sparrow is, amen, but he don't come to the sparrow and drop food in his nest. All right, we're at 954-4427, 954-4427. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you.
Bless all. As always, a great subject. And when I think about it, the only way you're going to truly know what real love is, you're going to have to know God. And that means you're going to have to get in the Word and discover God for yourself. And once you discover God, it is the only way you're going to really know what real love really is. Besides outside of knowing who God is, you will never know what real love is. You see, love is not a feeling. Love is a decision. And being it was a decision, God decided to love us. God created us. And after creating us, he wanted to demonstrate his love for us. So to demonstrate for us and give us an example what real love is, after creating us, God created, took his only son and sacrificed his only son to show us how much he loved us. Now, you know, when we talked about that so much as believers, we really haven't looked at just how deep that really is. You think about this. I don't care if any of us had 100 children, we wouldn't sacrifice one of those children to prove to any person how much we love them. But God, who created us, did that very thing to show us what real love is. He didn't have to, after creating us, he didn't have to go to that extreme to prove to us how much he loved us, but he did it. Like I said, love is a decision. And if you don't make that decision to love someone, you can't get it through feelings and emotion. It doesn't work that way. And the only way you're going to ever know it, you really have to study the Word of God and understand why God, who created us, would turn around and sacrifice his son just to prove to us how much he loves us. So that's the real love. And that's the definition of love.
All right.
God
loved
him, quit.
Yeah. All right. All right. As always, God bless you. Amen. Love is decision. Love is action. Amen. You got to decide, amen, you're going to love. And God has given us that today, amen, to decide to accept him. Amen. And he is one of the greatest story ever, a love story. Amen. One big story going on through the whole Bible. Amen. God bless you. Amen. The studio is open. Amen. We're talking about real love. We're talking about your experience and what you see. Amen. And it's not about feeling. When a person decides, that's why Christ, amen, gave us both information about more about God, that God loves here in the natural, as well as the spirit, and hereafter. God, that's how strong that love goes, beyond the grave. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We don't want to hold up the studio and, amen, give everybody a chance to express themselves. Amen. Maybe you had a dream or a vision, as always. Amen. We always reaches out. Amen. And people really think they know about love. They know about love. The world is yearning for true love. They're yearning. Amen. And that's why Jesus said, too. Jesus said in Matthew, the last chapter of Matthew's, and the book of the 28th chapter, and along about the 20th verse, Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Amen. He knows, amen, companionship. Amen. He knows it means something to have somebody by your side that's for you. Amen. So it's a choice. We make our choices. We make our choice, and we can decide, say, okay, I'm going to have a good day regardless of how I feel, how I walk. You know how coaches are doing these games and doing these competitive situations. Even you know yourself, those that are working and those retiring, and you set out to plan something, and obstacles show up, situations show up, and you say, well, you know, I'm determined to have a good day. I am going to be determined, and you decide, amen, and your choices are powerful when you decide, Amen. You're gonna work it out yourself. Amen. You might, your legs might be aching. Amen. And you say, well, you know, I think I'm gonna have to go outside. I'm gonna go anyway. Amen. Because your decision. You make a decision. Amen. You can push one on the phone. Amen. We're in the studio. Amen. And we don't want to wait till the last couple of minutes to cram you in. Amen. We're quite sure. Amen. When I looked the research about how many dating services out there, and so many out there in the world, and they're so competitive. There are many have set up, organizations have set up dating services because of the money involved. Amen. The things involved. Over 2,600, 2,500 are registered. Amen. And about 1,000 or more are online being developed. And over the world, the industry is over 8,000 dating services are there. Amen. But how many have God involved? God told us to seek and you'll find, knock and the door be open. Amen. So I can't judge. I'm not judging anyone about if they use dating services or not. Amen. All right, we're going to area code 305, last four digits, 4271. Last four digits, 4271. God bless you.
Okay.
Area code 305.
Yes. I was sitting here listening.
God bless you. God bless
and,
you.
Just like the caller said, that this is a great subject.
Mm-hmm.
And, Bishop, I'm going to tell you, in simple terms, I come to understand that God gave, in the beginning, God gave the world to man.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He made it. And he then gave it to man. And God made man in his image. So therefore, mm-hmm. the man can only love. See, this is the physical love. See, we love from the cradle. We love from a baby because God put it in every man. You see? We was made in his image. And love is of God. So that was very much important to me. He gave the world to man. But then mm-hmm. after man sinned, that's when there needed to be an order set. And you see there in the beginning, woman, man was made, and then woman was made, and everything came, amen, to woman as it was from the man. In other words, they was equal. But then when sin came in, God set the order. And this is what the fight is about today. This is mm-hmm. why we often miss true love. See, true love is what God says. It's no odds and ends about it. It's the order that he established. So you see why the world is rocking and reeling, and apparently it has something to do with all these earthquakes in the last days, and everything is falling apart simply because man is trying to deviate from what God has said. And I think Brother Hester hit it dead on the head. You got to get back to the Word of God. In other words, not just read it. You got to get an understanding that this is the true God. So I'm looking at that thing. So Jesus, when Jesus came, then God gave the world his son, you see.
Mm.
It needed to be fixed then. When he gave it to man, listen, man was perfect, and the world was just like God wanted it. But now, we, in this time, the fullness of time, God did something out of his love. He gave man to the world. He gave a son, a deliverer to the world. You see, and we look at this thing, but God did that to keep from destroying us. Amen. So I just wanted to say that because true love, if that's when God commended his love toward us, you see. And so there is only one true love, one love. But love is so powerful, it set up boundaries. It set up, if you will, divisions. Man loves a woman. Man loves his children. Man loves his properties. Man this. You see what I'm saying? In that sense, that's come out of true love. So we got it right when we come to God. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So now if you won't end on that, I won't end on that, I got to come to Jesus. Because John said it's the fellowship is between the Father and his Son. Amen. Mm-hmm. So I looking at this thing, I said, my God, it's so simple that that if it was a snake, you'd get bit every day. You see? But that was and to simplify it, I'll be quiet. God gave his son to the world so that, you know what, we being in sin, which is the worst thing that could happen to the world. Amen. But we being in sin, we are what? Being cleansed. Amen. It's just like, listen to this. Man picking up trash off the ground, takes it to the garbage can, and then throw it back on the ground. That's a loveless person, you see. But if you take the trash off the ground, and this is what he's doing. He's cleaning us every day. Listen, at your call, Bishop, at my call, you lift up your voice. Listen, you got an audience with God, and I'm just so thankful that whatever you need, he got it for you. Amen. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And we're at 561, another caller, 561. Last four digit, 1413.
Oh, yes.
God bless you. God bless you. 561, 1413. You're on the air. God bless you in the studio, 561. All right. The world had brought in materialism. The world, amen. All right, 561, 1413.
Praise the Lord. How y'all doing?
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. That's an interesting subject. I came in late tonight, but God bless y'all. And I just want to say, it's time to make an order to get back in order. My. Get back in order and take it back to the origin of things. And that's following the commands of Jesus, of God. Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
All right.
God bless
you. God bless you. All right. God bless you. God bless you in the studio. Amen. When the devil came in, amen, he brought materialism. And those that have been teaching and preaching materialism, amen, all these floods and fires, and God has a way, God has a way to bring people back to look at him, to look at him all over. Amen. Look at, amen, what this is all about. God made Adam and Eve. He didn't have fix no houses, no cars. Amen. It is, he told him to be fruitful and multiply. And after that, he supplied everything else. Man is creative, so everything else was created after that. Cars, homes, airplanes, boats, ships. Amen. But God, we have to go back to the old foundation. Amen. That true love. The true love. We have to love God first. That's what I'm hearing. we go back to God first. He'll clear of everything else through the Holy Spirit. Amen. We got to love. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Amen. You cannot have anything else before God. Amen. If you have it through his son, Jesus Christ, amen. God bless you. We're still in the studio. You can press 1. Amen. And love is more powerful. Look at all these dating services. Those of you, amen, figure that love is not in power. Love, it should be you should feel not only, amen, the anointing should be in love when you walk in the church. The church should be full of love. Amen. Put your arms around your brother and sister as they walk in. Amen. God bless you. You made it in out of the weather of sin. You made it in. All right, press 1 on your phone. We're talking about the love, and we're finding out, amen, we have to go back to the pure God. We have to go back to God. Amen. We have to go back to the foundation through Jesus Christ. And love is action. Just press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. Amen. Finding might be someone. I know of many. I can't say one. Millions of people. Millions of people. And these love dating services are making billions of dollars. Amen. If you want to set up your own dating service, you have to go do that yourself. I'm not going to be caught in it. Amen. You in one of your blind dates and set up your own business and then to go well. No, I'm not going to say that. You have to search it yourself. Amen. But it's a big business. It's big business. Amen. And God is in that. And you can decide, amen, that you're going to be fair with everyone. Amen. You're going to see your brother or sister, your neighbor. Amen. And you're going to look for good in them. You're going to look for some good in them. Amen. You can decide this day. Amen. You can put on joy. You can make a decision and choose, amen, to love people in spite of their situations. Amen. Young people, young adults, you can choose, say, I'm going to look for God first. Amen. Not look what the world is saying, what the world say. And that's why the Satan said, amen. He said, Paul was saying in the last days, he told Timothy in the last days, amen, forbidden to marry. Because the devil know, amen, when a person get married, amen, his health get better, their lifestyle get better, amen, all the way around. When you have two people coming together, they're applying their energy, their time, amen, and their strength together. Two is better than one. Two is better than one, amen. But you have to look at it from a biblical standpoint. Why the devil always go against marriages? Why he going against, amen, agreement? Amen. Because of the fact it's power in it. It's power in it. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. It's power there. Unstoppable. Unstoppable. All right, press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone here. We're talking about finding the true love. Amen. Finding God. And I know there's been a lot of preaching about materialism. It blinds the mind. It's confusing. And people go looking for the man or the woman, and they go looking for money. They go looking for the things of the world, and they find they don't know that the moths, the hurricanes, the weather, the fires, amen, can destroy natural things. But love cannot be destroyed. Love cannot be destroyed. Amen. Agreement. When two people come together from different backgrounds and they come in agreement, a man can really find who he is. Amen. And a woman can really come out of hers and find out who she is. Amen. When they begin to stretch themselves and begin to, all right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. I think we have a couple of callers here. Press 1 on your phone and the technician will put you in. Amen. The technician will put you in and we'll see what we have here. Amen. All right. 954-4427.
Amen, Bishop. You know, I'm listening to you. The thing about true love is you first have got to discover who you are. And you can't do
all
that
right.
outside of discovering God. And when you go and search and find God and put him in your life, you can begin then to discover who you are. Because discovering who you are through the word of God is going to bring you contentment. You're going to be complete. And you can't find true love in this world until you are complete. Because most people, especially these dating services and things, they're looking for someone to complete them or
mm-hmm.
looking for someone. And with all these dating services, it's easy to look on there and find someone that have a lot of the same interests and likes that you have. But if you haven't yet found contentment in yourself through the word of God, to knowing that you are complete as you are, you cannot really find true love simply by going out looking and finding somebody with the same interests and desires that you have. You got to first be complete yourself. Then when you go out, you can find that because the word is alive in you and you know who you are, you can find that like spirits are attracted to each other. Now the Holy Spirit is going to be guiding you, and when you come upon that person who has completed themselves because they have already discovered themselves in the word of God, then you will find in true love. Because, see, a lot of these dating sites, people will find that, yeah, you may be in the short term, but when the real storms and the trials come and the testing, you will find that all those interests and light things that you had is not going to stand up when the true testers come. That's why you got to find somebody that already became complete in the word of God before you even come up and start talking about falling in love and finding the true love. You can't do that without discovering God first. That's got to be first in you. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Yes, you got to find yourself, and when you, amen, you when you realize that you was born in sin and heard the message of God, and God real, he's the one. He's the one. He's the foundation. Amen. And you find yourself through Christ, he'll start leading you, amen, to the right person. And there are some little differences, and don't be afraid of differences. People want to be afraid of differences, and they have their own agenda, what they're looking for, amen. But we thank God, amen, we have to examine the leading of the Holy Spirit, the leading of the Holy Spirit. All right, we press one on our phone. We're coming into our last comments going down. All right, 305-4271.
Hey, Bishop, I'm kind of
yes,
enjoying
sir.
This. I just thought that that's why he writes to the Colossians. He
mm-hmm.
says, set your affections on things above
mm-hmm.
and not on things on the earth. Because mostly when you hear the word love, you understand, what comes,
mm-hmm.
what springs up is the affection, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what's operated between man and woman in this earth as a person see it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The love of man is what God said as the love of the eyes, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and lust of the, what was that, pride of life. But that's
mm-hmm.
not of God. But when you say you're a child of God, that means you set your affections back to what God says concerning love. You operate
mm-hmm.
in God's power. So we see now love is of God, and God, that's the power of God. That's the same thing, in a sense, that Paul said, that it's the power of God unto salvation, because that's why he sent Jesus. And it goes right back to God so loved the world that he gave his son. Now, whoever believe on the son And God puts us in the Son. Isn't that amazing? And he, mm-hmm. what, gives us all things. Through him is all things. So we have to operate even in our love. We have guidelines even to our wives and wives toward the husband. You see what I'm saying? But once God put that love in you, you listen. Jesus didn't consent to divorce because divorce mm-hmm. is deadly. Divorce is not mm-hmm. of God. Though it was mm-hmm. given by Moses, to Moses rather, to govern the people in a deadly situation, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But God never wanted that. So what I'm saying mm-hmm. is that once you get saved, amen. Listen, mm-hmm. this thing, you don't drive this love. This love drives you. And then you go back to where Jesus was driven in the wilderness. Why? Because God so loved the world. So I was just sitting there thinking, I said, wow, this thing is powerful. And you hit it right. There ain't no other force on the globe mm-hmm. powerful than the love mm-hmm. of God. And all these dating service is an antidote.
Yes,
for flesh and need. You see, now you look in the scripture, and I'm going to shut up. You see that if you ask God for a wife, ask him for a husband, he'll send you one. You see what I'm saying? But this is where the world is today. It's a money thing, And so the Lord said, don't do that after man. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. Yes, and you know, the world will, amen, they would take the weakness of man. That's what the devil does. Amen. He said, if you fall down and worship me, I'll give you all this material.
He was
showing it all over. And we make a decision. We make a decision. It's a choice. And it's more powerful than you think. Look at the 13 young boys that was trapped down in that tunnel. And the people say, no, we're gonna try to get them out. Everybody was praying because they made a decision. Say, we're going to work to get them out. And but the miners, they was trapped 3 miles down, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the people said, no. But they said, no, we're going to work on it, and we're gonna work to get them out. Regardless, if man make a decision.
That's right.
If you are powerful, we are powerful people. Creative people, God given us, and the enemy confuses and throw things out there. Amen. And we keep our faith and keep the hope.
Bishop,
I better get off this thing a little bit. Go ahead.
It was love that spoke and said, no man can serve two masters at one time.
Yes, sir.
It was love. Now, Jesus mm-hmm. came and he spoke this, and people didn't like it, but it was love that spoke, and it was recorded, mm-hmm. you see. You gonna either hate one and despise it. You get what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Ain't no opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But the world today is bringing stuff, and the dating services and all these things, you understand, to lift up the importance of flesh. But that's
mm-hmm.
not doing
mm-hmm.
anything. And this is why you see so much failure today, you see. But if you lift your,
mm-hmm.
put your affection, I was saying the other day, if you come to church and you come like what? You need God, you see.
Yes, sir.
You ain't did nothing, but you got a longing for him, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You want to
mm-hmm.
be in the church. You want to be in the service. You want to see the praises and expressions on people's face. You see, this is what got you going. So now, if you don't want that, ain't no need to come in the church, you see. And one more thing the Lord said to me says, what we are hearing today is from the Bible, true enough. But this
mm-hmm.
is the Antichrist. People are quoting the Bible, but they don't have no love for God. Isn't that so?
All right.
They don't
yes,
love
sir.
One another. And that mm-hmm. right there is taboo with God. How can you say you love God and hate your brother? So you see what I'm getting out of this. I'm checking myself out there. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. All right. God bless you. Amen. We can take one more caller. Just press one on your phone because we always like to go to prayer. Amen. Love is about life. Love will not give up. Amen. And those examples, amen, when people are trapped, people are hurting, love will come in there and soothe and do the best they can. If a car be on fire, people run and try to get them out of the fire. Love will not stand there and say, oh, they're going to burn. Amen. No, love is about life. Amen. So regardless of what you're going through today, tomorrow, choose life. Amen. If you choose, say, I'm going to make it. Amen. Paul said he had to talk to himself sometimes. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen. Just talk to you. Don't care who see or what. Amen. Just tell his body, get in line. I mean, you might as well get in line. Amen. Because we're going to go on with this. We're going to go on with this. Amen. And don't give up. Love right there. Put your arms around you. Amen. Even get a song. Paul said get a song and a hymn and a spiritual song. Put all that together. You're going to have your own church. You have your own church. Amen. Amen. Because you're choosing. You're choosing life. You're choosing health. And love will come right there with you. That's what love will. He'll never leave you. All right, we're going to prayer real quickly. If you have a prayer, amen, a short prayer, just push one on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. All right, 954-4427. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. I just want to speak from 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 1 through 3. If we speak with tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, we have become a noisy gong or a clinging cymbal. If we have the gift of prophecy and know all the mysteries and all the knowledge, and if we have all the faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, we are nothing. And if we give all our possessions to feed the poor, and if we surrender our bodies to be burned, but do not have love, it profits us for nothing.
All
Gotta
right.
have love.
All right. Got to have love. Amen. Got to have love. One more short prayer. Amen. You got to have love. Amen. It means a lot. 305-4271. 305-4271.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray today and then give thanks for your great love you have for us. Thank you, Lord, for saving us and calling us your own. We thank you, God, for the subject today in this broadcast. And our prayer here got you strengthening over the airways. We pray, God, that you help those that are listening. Help us all to find that true love and walk in it. Help us, oh God, to teach our children how to love one another. Teach them how to call on Jesus in time of trouble. And this we pray and give you thanks for it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Just make a decision today. Amen. Speak it out in the air. Amen. God doesn't want us to work by feelings or emotion. Amen.
Amen.
We live off the word of God. We quote the word of God. If we can decide, say we're going to decide, amen, we're going to walk in love, but we're going to be positive about things. We're going to be positive. We're going to speak to ourselves. It'll turn your life around. Believe me, it'll turn your life around. Amen. In the midst of chaos and confusion, God is there. God is there. God bless you. Love you. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen. Tell them to keep the love of God in them, amen. Philippians says the love of God, amen, beyond understanding. Think on these things. Think positive, amen. Thinking. Be careful what you think, amen, and what you see and what you hear, amen. We live in a crowded world, amen, but you can pray it out. You can pray it out of you and think it out of you. God bless you. Amen. God is love. Amen. The birds still flying. The sun is still shining. Rain is still falling. Amen. We might not like it or not, but he's the one made the fire. He can stop the fire. Amen. And he can stop the rain when he can decide. Amen. But he is love. He cares for you. He loves you in spite of it all. Amen. Your mission is still to love it out. Love the devil out of community. This we ask. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Until next time, God bless you.
Two pieces.